The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Just a few moments ago, the nominees for the Golden Globes next year came out. And I'm just going to read to you the movie category, because of course the Golden Globes is split into television and film, as well as comedy and drama. So best motion picture drama could go to Black Panther, surprisingly enough, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, which actually would have put more as a musical, but there you go, If Beale Street Could Talk, or A Star Is Born, which is another musical film. In the musical or comedy category, we have Crazy Rich Asians, The Favourite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, which of course hasn't even come out yet, or Vice, which has quite a few nominations. That is the biopic about Dick Cheney, which stars Christian Bale. So we'll get to see who takes home any of the awards on the 6th of January, exactly a month from today. And the hosts of the Golden Globes 2019 are going to be Andy Samberg, who many know from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, as well as Sandra Oh, an ex-Grey's Anatomy member, but most recently garnering recognition for Killing Eve. So that's going to be a bit of a drama-come-comedy duo, which I think could be quite interesting. Speaking of hosts, the Oscars, of course, are a few weeks after the Golden Globes, on the 24th of February, to be exact. And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has released who's going to be hosting them. And that honor is going to Kevin Hart. So, Kevin Hart, not really Oscar fodder type, but, you know, he's likely to bring in the audiences, starring many blockbuster films such as Jumanji, Ride Along, most recently Night School. So I think Oscar's really trying to bring in the numbers, and he says it's a wish list. It's been a goal for him for a long time. So let's hope he does a decent enough job. I'm not looking too forward, if I'm honest. Something that audiences did look forward to was Ariana Grande's music video. She'd been teasing it. It was basically a tribute to all her exes. It's called Thank You Next. And the music video draws on inspiration from early 2000 films, including Mean Girls, Legally Blonde, 13 Going on 30. Ariana dresses up as many of the characters, and it has now become the fastest video to rack up 100 million views on YouTube. So it needed only 3 days to do that, and it's on record to break all kinds of more records. Moving though to something which, if you have tissues in hand, good, because you'll need them. Johnny Clegg, we know, is retiring, and so what has the South African music industry done to pay tribute to him? 50 artists have gathered together to record one song in tribute to Johnny Clegg, and this in fact is going to help alleviate the education crisis in the country. Famous names including Craig Hines from Watershed, Arno Carstens, Art Matthews, Dan Plotansky, of course his son Jesse Clegg, Jack Parrow, Vusima Hlasela, Abigail Kubeka. It's so varied. It is so beautiful. Go and check it out if you can. And finally, you know, South Africa's on the map this weekend because we hosted the Global Citizens Festival. Yeah. And Beyonce and Jay-Z only performed for 25 minutes that the audience could see if you weren't in the stadium. So people were very unhappy about that. But Trevor Noah was there. He was hosting. And what happened? He lost his voice. So doctors have now said to him he cannot speak. He's had to cancel his remaining stand-up shows for the year, because if not, he might require surgery. So he actually hosted The Daily Show, simply with hand gestures, and his news team stepped in and they read from his teleprompter. So it was quite interesting. And he also went and visited his Gogo in Soweto and filmed that. So go and check that out. And he asked, Gogo, do you watch my TV show? And she said, no, because of load shedding. So, Eskom, do you see you're splitting up a grandson and a grandmother? And that's your Star Report.
Thank you so much, Sasha.